For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Many people struggling with obesity do so because of patterns set early in life. A researcher at the University of Kentucky is conducting a study with colleagues in North Carolina about healthier eating choices for adolescents. I recently spoke with Allison Gustafson, a faculty member in dietetics and human nutrition at UK, about her study with colleagues at East Carolina University.
It's a USDA NEFA-funded project. And this grant is piggybacking off of our preliminary data, which wanted to understand why adolescents buy what they buy and how does their food purchasing choices differ depending on who they're with, whether it's a family member, a friend, or by themselves. And so this is actually a four-year study that will be developing and then testing the effectiveness of a peer-led intervention to improve food purchasing and beverage choices among rural adolescents.
A couple of things come to mind. One is I think we're all aware that there is an epidemic of obesity not only in the adult world but also in the childhood and adolescent world. And I think there may be finally a waning perception amongst medical people and lay people that you can really eat anything you want, consume anything you want in childhood because you're just a metabolic furnace and you're going to burn it all off. But we're seeing that that's not really the case.
I think we definitely see a laxness or a celebration of childhood. And the way to celebrate childhood and adolescence, as with anything, is with, you know, excitement and food. And so that doesn't mean that we shouldn't take away our cultural enjoyment of food, but it's that there's an overconsumption. And no matter how active you are, there still is a huge body of evidence showing that diet is 70% of our weight gain and weight loss and weight maintenance. And so with adolescents, even among adolescents who are very active, we still need to encourage healthy eating. It isn't necessarily about being a certain size. It's really about the encouragement of making healthy food choices.
What are some of the nuts and bolts of the study? I mean, who will you be looking at? How long will it go on? What is the subject population?
So we will be looking at 14 and 15-year-olds, and the biggest reason is that we need them to stay with us through the study for 3 years. And so if we recruit seniors in high school, they will be moving on out of that high school. So one of it is just a logistics reason for 14 and 15-year-olds. The second reason is that they don't drive yet. And so their environment is a little bit more captive and a little bit more malleable. And so we'll be looking at how to work with their environment, meaning their school. So we like to say where you live, learn, and play. So their home environment, their school environment, and then the after-school environment. And the other thing is that this is a tipping point for behavior change. They are influenced by their friends, but there still is a little bit of family control in what they buy and what they consume. Whereas when the adolescent is older, a 17, 18-year-old, the parent environment has a lot less control over what is consumed. So this is a great time to intervene on behavior change and on the choices that they're going to make.
And is there a hypothesis that you're testing and either going to prove or disprove, or is this more information gathering?
This is not information gathering. And so this intervention will really be using social media tools, such as we know that a lot of adolescents like to develop vines, which are these 5-second video clips. And so we will have the adolescent develop 5-second vines about the ingenuity of picking a healthy beverage. And that'll be one of our main targets, is beverage consumption. And the other will be the use of, again, different social media networks, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, to really promote behavior change. And then the other piece is that we'll actually be using University of Kentucky nutrition and dietetics students to be leading the intervention and to be mentors to these students, because we find that someone who's a little bit advanced in age isn't the best person to be telling them, you know, eat your fruits and vegetables. It kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Whereas if we use mentors who are just a little bit older than them, those are people that they would look up to, that they may be more willing to look at that behavior change. So, for example, they might be more willing to buy bottled water or flavored water as opposed to the monster drinks or energy drinks that we know that they're consuming right now after school at gas stations.
So more of a big sister or big brother approach than a parental approach, where you might have some sort of a subtext of rebellion or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, right. Yeah. We want people that they would look up to, that they want to emulate.
And as an endpoint, do you think publication, disseminating this information is in the future?
Very much so. So with any grant, we would like to obviously publish our results. But the other thing that we'll be doing off of it is that we'll be developing extension curriculum from this. So we'll be testing this intervention in these materials, and then we'll be making sure that it's replicable for all cooperative extension at any land-grant university.
So it boots on the ground. People in any county in Kentucky or North Carolina can actually help, and maybe even beyond, help teens and parents make better choices.
Exactly.
Is there anything I've neglected to ask you that you would want to get out there?
The only other thing that we really are focusing with this study is the difference in rural communities. And so it's a passion of mine is that a lot of times interventions or programs focus on urban settings, and the rural communities are often overlooked. And rural communities have very different barriers and opportunities for how to make healthy choices. And so this grant is focusing on rural communities in Kentucky and rural in North Carolina in the hope that we can learn what are the benefits of and the strengths of rural communities and how they make their choices differently.
With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.